Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free, 877-969-8600. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
It's always the same, it seems, especially in the modern era. Every time we get to a little bit of hope that there will be stability and peace in the Middle East, something comes along in order to derail the whole thing. And what we've seen happening over the last several days, folks, is just terrible. Hamas terrorists coming across the border in Israel and massacring the Jewish people, also killing Americans and other nationalities as well. And all of this may have been triggered, of course, by the idea that Saudi Arabia was looking to normalize relations with Israel. But of course, now that is going by the by, and they are going to engage with Iran, as we see. Folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. It is a special Monday edition of the program this morning, and we're broadcasting, of course, from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station of AM 860, The Answer, by way of Southern California. We're broadcasting out to all of our great radio affiliates all across the country, and we're up on the satellite with the GCN network. Good morning to everybody at GCN. And if you're streaming the show this morning, we want to welcome you as well. Now, if you're working across the overnights in America, whatever you're doing, we want to welcome you to the program. We're glad that you found us, and we are going to hit the ground running this morning. That's for sure. Now, you heard me use the phrase special edition. Well, what do I mean by that? Well, we're doing some logistical changes behind the scenes of the program. Now, unfortunately, for at least this Monday edition and perhaps the Tuesday and Wednesday edition, we're trying to get this done a little ahead of schedule if possible. We won't be able to take your telephone calls just yet, again, because we're changing some things around behind the scenes. But if you'd like to go to my home website, my podcast website, KyleWarrenShow.com, that's KyleWarrenShow.com, you can leave me a message. You can send me a direct message. We have a link right there on the homepage. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you can give us your thoughts or your comments and so forth, and we'll do our best to comment on them on the next broadcast. You're listening to a pre-recorded special edition this morning, again, because of some of these things we're getting situated behind the scenes. But as we go through the middle of this week, we're going to have everything in place, and I'm very, very excited about it because it means a lot of great new opportunities for the program. It means a lot of great stuff as we move forward. So thank you for your understanding here. And, of course, I guess in the construction business, they might say, pardon our dust. But when the dust settles, it's going to be great. So, again, thank you for being there. And we had some encore presentations late last week. But we want to stay up to date with you, and we're glad that you're there. And by the way, of course, we're going to have some great songs this morning. You know, we had a request last week, and I'm going to honor that request later on in the program this morning as we get into the fourth segment of the hour here, hour number one. So as I mentioned in the intro, Saudi Arabia is now going to engage with Iran. This from Reuters, Dateline Riyadh. Saudi Arabia is putting U.S.-backed plans to normalize ties with Israel on ice, two sources familiar with Riyadh's thinking said, signaling a rapid rethinking of its foreign policy priorities as war escalates between Israel and Palestinian group Hamas, a terrorist group Hamas, I might add. The conflict has also pushed the kingdom to engage with Iran. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman took his first phone call from Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi as Riyadh tries to prevent a broader surge in violence across the region. Well, if that is really true, then obviously that would be good. But the normalization with Israel, I think, still should be taking some kind of priority here. Obviously, Hamas and Iran, by the way, it was Iran that led Hamas to do this. They pretty much, you've heard them described, and I think it's exactly accurate, right? They're a wholly owned subsidiary of Iran. And this wouldn't have happened without Iran's help, its planning, and its blessing. So if Saudi Arabia is going to engage with them, well, then it better be in order to help stop this. And because I'll tell you one thing, I think Israel is going to go, absolutely 100% to destroy Hamas. Now, in the coming days and weeks, and probably months, you're going to hear a lot more criticism of Israel for going after Hamas in just such a manner as that. But I don't think that Israel and the Israeli people are going to ever be complacent again to believe that Hamas is just across the border. They could come back and try to do something again. This was a well-coordinated attack. Massacre, of course, is really what it was. But it was well-coordinated and how they were able to enter the country across the border, what they planned to do, how they executed it, and so on and so forth. So I don't think the Israeli people will ever be complacent and say, well, if we can go back to the way it was here and just, cease all fighting, then that would be acceptable. I think they're going to want to destroy Hamas altogether. So we're going to be talking about that here on this special edition, Monday edition of the program this morning. We're also going to be talking about what's happening and what may happen with the speakership, right, in the House of Representatives. We still don't have a speaker. Scalise has dropped out. And really, right now, Jordan doesn't have the kind of support yet, at least the votes yet, in order to be able to handily win the vote to become speaker. So everything still...
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me.
My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
The following program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
And welcome back, of course, as we race across your radio dial this morning, all across America in the overnight hours. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course. And if you're driving this morning, if you are in a big rig, or if you're working at your job, whatever it is that you're doing, making...
Kyle Warren with you, of course, 9498. The following program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
Welcome back, of course, as we race across your radio dial this morning, all across America in the overnight hours. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course. And if you're driving this morning, if you are in a big rig, or if you're working at your job, whatever it is that you're doing, making deliveries, if you're out there protecting us as part of law enforcement, or if you're helping us and going out to save us when we need your help, and part of the fire service or part of the United States following suit, because the first responders, the EMTs and so forth, we're glad that you're listening to us, and we're glad to be with you this morning. Once again, this is a special Monday edition. We're not taking your phone calls this morning. Again, we're putting some things together behind the scenes as we move the program forward, and we hope to have that back online, that availability here in the next day or so, a couple of days or so. And then also, by the way, you can go to my home website, which is KyleWarrenShow.com. That's my podcast home, and we've got a link right there that says send a direct message to Kyle. You're welcome to do that, and we will be able to see your comments and talk about them, comment on them. That you have people who are literally just almost ignoring the Hamas attack. And if they do talk about the Hamas attack, well, you know, it's life in Gaza is unbearable. That's if you're Barack Obama, right? He said something like that. And suddenly, well, does this justify
things like that
In a future broadcast. But we hope to also be live again early this week. So you're listening to a special edition pre-recorded segment only because, again, of those logistical things we're working out behind the scenes. And we've got some great things happening with this program, everybody. And we're glad, very glad, that you're coming along with us for that. All right. We're going to talk more about Hamas here in just a minute. Send me a direct message, or if you'd like to check out Facebook or X, you can follow me there as well. And you can also subscribe to my podcast. And we are working to get the daily show as part of that podcast, so you can go to one central place and pick it up. Folks, again, the world is very, very strange. A lot of strange things happening, especially with these elections that happened on Tuesday. And as I said, we're going to be talking about that. Now, of course, one of the most important aspects of this was that in the state of Ohio, voters have now approved the abortion ballot measure, essentially enshrining the right to an abortion into the Ohio state constitution. They're also evidently legalizing marijuana to some degree as well. But be that as it may, of course, this all happened after the Supreme Court, sent Roe v. Wade back to the states. And I remember when that happened and there was all this talk about the Supreme Court is taking away rights and so forth. Well, in reality, whatever your opinion, whatever your thought, whatever your position on abortion, the Supreme Court found that it was not to be dealt with by the federal government, or in this case, the federal constitution, and they sent it back to the states as a state's issue. So it actually gives a much larger control over this particular subject because, again, it goes back to the states. Now, Ohio has voted for this, so this, and a lot of these elections, these results, are going to maybe bellwethers, right? Look at what happened in the state of Virginia. Governor Youngkin, of course, wanting to take control of both houses there, of the legislature, but in the end ends up losing both, basically. They've lost their state senate and then also the lower house as well, basically their House of Representatives, essentially. So this is...
The following program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
And welcome back, of course, as we race across your radio dial this morning, all across America in the overnight hours. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course. And if you're driving this morning, if you are in a big rig, or if you're working at your job, whatever it is that you're doing, making deliveries, if you're out there protecting us as part of law enforcement, or if you need part of all wanted to engage with Iran, they wanted to get the John Kerry and the Iran nuclear deal and all that stuff. And here came President Trump, and I think to his credit, got us out of the Iran nuclear deal, because it's obvious. You better, right? The people thinking is changing and has changed in so many ways. But then you see this kind of thing, and then you have Americans killed, and it's Iran that's essentially behind it. Great question from James Rosen. I didn't mean to go on so long after his question. I want you to hear the response. But let's listen in to National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
James, we will do, as Jake said, everything we can to get those American hostages home with their families. We recognize that they are not the only people being held hostage. Other nationalities are included in that group. We don't have enough information right now to make a policy decision about how to do it. So I can appreciate the sense of urgency in your question. Believe me, we share it. But we aren't going to act one way or another until we have enough information to act upon.
And then on the hostages issue, you have suggested that it's a very small number of hostages, American hostages, being held in Gaza, less than a handful.
Treat yourself.
and I assume that that assessment is still operative. Has there been any discussion amongst President Biden and his aides about how to avoid the fate of Jimmy Carter in this situation, where we actually saw the President of the United States and his administration become, in effect, hostages themselves to a foreign terrorist organization?
With all the respect that President Biden has for President Carter, I can assure you that he is not focusing on history here, even domestic history. He's focusing on what's going on now.
Okay, stop right there. Okay, what kind of answer is that, first of all? First off, also, there's some audio thing that went on in there. We don't know what that was, but somehow people started sort of laughing a little bit. I think somebody's audio device went off or something in there. You got the first, you know, going back to Kirby's initial response to the question about military, we don't know what the situation is exactly, but I think what at the heart of this question was not when is the response coming and where are they going to hit and where is the orders going to be. I think the heart of that question, my friends, is why isn't this president out there saying, look, We find out that you're behind this. We have good reason to believe it, but we find out that you're behind this, Iran. We have, at this point, 27 and maybe more Americans dead because of the operation you approved for Hamas to go across the border and do in Israel, and we're not going to stand for that. You think that you're going to get into some sweetheart Iranian nuclear deal? You think that something? You think you're going to be able to run and hide from the United States of America? At the very least, we need to hear these kinds of things, and we need to have some expectation that American lives are going to be protected, that when Americans are killed, that there's going to be big response, big consequences. And to some degree, I can appreciate Kirby in his position. What else can he say at this point? But we need to hear also from the president. We need to hear from the president on this, and we need to hear that there is going to that there's just no quarter when you kill Americans. I would think that would be a no-brainer. Now, on the hostage aspect of this, 1979. Do you remember why Nightline was started? ABC's Nightline? It was started because they would count the days the hostages were there in Tehran, and it was a way to have a wrap-up, and it wasn't part of the local news or the first 15 minutes of the national news every night. So they made a special show called Nightline to count the days that the hostages were there, and we're headed for that same kind of thing. I think this is what's inherent in that question. That cannot be allowed to happen. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. We'll be right back right after this. Stay right there.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has dismissed the GOP proposal linking Ukraine aid to border security.
A group of Senate Republicans released a proposal for border security that they want in exchange for Ukraine funding.
And they know full well what they came up with is a total non-starter.
The White House is downplaying recent polls that indicate President Biden is behind Donald Trump in crucial battleground states. According to a survey conducted by the New York Times and Siena College, Trump is leading Biden in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, and Pennsylvania. Some Disney theme park guests find the wait for popular rides, which can exceed 90 minutes, too long. Reports on social media, corroborated by a book by ex-Disney custodians, claim that some guests resort to defecating while in line. Dave Collins, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The following program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
Well, now we know the location or the store that actually sold the recent $1.76 billion Powerball ticket that was purchased in California. It was purchased in a place called Fraser Park. It's in Kern County. It's north of Los Angeles. And the payout before taxes will be $774.1 million. The store itself gets $1 million. But $1.76 billion, well, that's what? About $5 billion less than Iran got, or may get, hopefully won't get at this point, of the $6 billion that was released to them recently. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course, as we continue our trek across the overnight hours in America. And we have so much more to tell you about. And don't forget, we're rearranging some things behind the scenes this week, early this week. So we're not able to take your telephone calls this morning. But if you go to my own homepage, KyleWarrenShow.com, that's KyleWarrenShow.com, you can send me a direct message, and we'll talk about it on the next program. And as we go live this week, we'll be able to get your direct messages as well. So we're working on a lot of great stuff behind the scenes, and we think you'll be very happy. And thanks for being there. Thanks for sticking with us, because I got to tell you, this is the best job, in the world. Well, let's listen in here real briefly to the former Israeli ambassador, and he was talking with Fox News' Brett Baer, I believe. But he gives a definition, and a perspective on Hamas that I think we need to continue to hear. And because obviously the things that we're dealing with these days are things that are literally going to tear not just our society but our world apart. And so let's listen into this former Israeli ambassador talking about Hamas.
But everyone knows that Hamas is a terrorist organization. Everyone knows it's an extremist organization. Everyone knows it's a violent organization that's capable of the sort of brutality we saw on October 7th. But people maybe are unaware that it's also an avowedly anti-Semitic organization. You read the Hamas charter, and there is obscene material there about Jews that mirror what was written once in Europe in the first part of the 20th century about Jews. The same sort of terrible anti-Semitic stereotypes about Jews and the protocols of the Elders of Zion and conspiracies and evil Jews and so forth and so on. There's material there about the Jews causing world wars. There's material there about Jews corrupting the morals of good Muslim women. It goes on and on, this diatribe of anti-Semitism, blatant anti-Semitism. And that we have to understand about Hamas. This is not about what sort of settlement there should be between the Israelis and the Arabs. This is not about how peace should look in the future. Hamas hates Jews. They hate the Jewish state. They kill Jews. They want to destroy the Jewish state. They will not succeed. They started this fight. They initiated this war, and we will finish it on our terms.
Very strong words, very powerful words, no doubt about it. And, you know, it's as if, you know, just what, about a week or so ago, you know, we're talking about inflation. We're talking about the presidential debate. We're talking about the poll numbers. And we'll continue to talk about those things. But in the space of just a very short period of time, just a few days, all of this is just erupting. And what's really, really breaks my heart and really does get to me, is to see this kind of anti-Semitism, becoming, much more pronounced. This goes against all the things that we stand for in this country, in order to, you know, love your neighbor, as yourself, in order to try to, live peaceably as much as it is possible with all people. But if we have to fight because we're attacked, well, then we do so. In this case, Israel has been attacked, and they are going to fight because they have to. They have no choice. This is about literally, it's literally about survival at this point, given what Hamas wants to do. Can they accomplish that with these kinds of attacks? Or because they have state sponsors like Iran, especially Iran, and then you get into the realm of weapons of mass destruction, radioactive material, the sky is the limit. And when you go back and you look at, for example, mutually assured destruction, go back to the days of Robert McNamara with John Kennedy and then under Lyndon Johnson, and moving forward, the idea of MAD, mutually assured destruction. Well, it was encapsulated, right, even by a song by Sting back in the 80s, right? Russians, right? And if the Russians love their children too. And, you know, at that time, I think a lot of people heard that and thought, well, it sounds pretty Pollyannish and so forth. But what he was getting at, I think, as an artist, was, and what he was representing, I should say, is this notion that at the very least you had two sides that really didn't want to be destroyed. Right? I think as much as the Soviets were bent, and at that time, and at some degree, I think still there's a feeling of the pro-Putin, you know, sort of ilk that, hey, we're going to put it all back together and we're still going to be able to dominate, you know. And of course, China comes along and says, wait a minute, we want to dominate. And, you know, it goes on from there. That's another discussion. But when it comes to the notion that, well, wait a second, we're not going to have a nuclear war. We're not going to do a first strike. Because why? Because we don't want you to finish us off after we hit you with a first strike. And I think I mentioned this before. It goes like that movie War Games, right? The whole idea of finally the winning move's not to play. Well, when it comes to two societies that say, well, we really don't want to be destroyed. We really don't want to become ashes. Well, then you have something, there's a foundation to build on there. But I think when you get certain groups like Hamas and the terrorist ilk and the Iranian mullahs and so forth, I think that they may have a propensity to say, you know, we don't care if we get destroyed. You know why? Because we are going to accomplish this mission. We are going to attack the great Satan. We are going to attack the little Satan. And when we do this, we're going to get all kinds of brownie points like you wouldn't believe. And I mean, I'm sort of oversimplifying it, and I'm not trying to be funny, but I do think that there is a major difference nowadays with the specter of nuclear weapons and their use by rogue countries or rogue organizations backed by these state sponsors of terror that actually makes this eventuality much more possible. And that's, I think, a very, very, a very scary thing to talk about and a very scary thing to contemplate. And that's why when you have this Iranian nuclear deal as it was originally structured, where, by the way, oh, hey, we're going to come in and inspect in your area here, but we're going to give you, what, 20-something days in order to come in and inspect. So what do you get to do? You get to clean up all your stuff, and you get to, you know, you get to sort of, you know, take around the inspectors and say, well, this is where, you know, we're really want to make toast. I mean, everybody, we all love toast, and we just want to make electricity to power our toaster. As you can see, the Americans don't like toast, and they don't want us to have toast. And again, I'm not trying to be funny per se. I'm trying to demonstrate the absurdity of it all, because that's what it is. It simply becomes absurd to believe that the Tehran, as it's presently constituted, simply wants to have some kind of nuclear power or some such thing like that. The idea of containing Iran, which was poo-pooed by so many, even back during the Trump administration, and not just Trump, but I think other American presidents as well, everybody, and even Saudi Arabia knows that once Iran gets loose, basically, even conventionally, as we just saw in Israel through their proxies, right? Once they get loose, the sky's the limit to them as well. They want to spread their hegemony. They're not interested in having and being a world community member, you know, these kinds of things that you hear about. It's just not in the offing for them. So right now, we have to show strength, and we have to, I think, be willing to do just about anything. Nobody wants to see a war or the United States get involved in a war, but there are perhaps other ways as well of tamping this down. And one of those ways, if they haven't done it already, is to actually freeze that $6 billion again and make sure that it never gets released while the Iranian mullahs are in power in Tehran. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there. A lot more on the other side. Be right back.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back to the special edition, this Monday edition of the program. And again, if you'd like to send me a direct message, you can do so by going to my home website, my podcast website of kylewarrenshow.com. There you have the link. Send Kyle a direct message. You can send me a message. We'll talk about it on the next program. And of course, if you're just tuning in, we're doing some logistical changes behind the scenes of the program. So we're not able to take your calls this morning. But we're getting that squared away in short order. But in the time being, you can go to my website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you'd like to send me a message. And I'd be delighted to hear from you. Speaking of being delighted to hear from somebody, last week we heard from Linda in Pinellas County. She had a great suggestion, a request for a song to play as we come up here on our first Trucker Highway and Byway report of the morning. And she requested Eddie Rabbit all the way back from 1980, literally one of my favorites, Driving My Life Away. Thank you, Linda. Here you go.
Well, the midnight headlight, find you on a rainy night, keep it up ahead, slow me down, make no time. I gotta keep rolling. I close the windshield wipers, slapping out a tempo, keeping perfect rhythm with the song on the radio. I gotta keep rolling. Looking for a better way.
Oh, yeah, Eddie Rabbit. You know, this really brings back memories. I always loved this song, by the way. I always thought this was just a great song listening to, literally driving down the highway, when you kind of feel sometimes you're driving your life away. But it had its own, it existed in a particular space at that time. It was very popular. And then, of course, Eddie Rabbit came out with another song called I Love a Rainy Night, which was also a big hit. But Drive My Life Away just became iconic almost in its own right. And it's just a great sort of country record at that time. And it still sounds good today. So I'm glad, very, very happy that Linda, thank you for requesting that. And by the way, if you have a song that you'd like to hear when we do the Trucker Highway and Byway Report, please do give me a call or go over to KyleWarrenShow.com and use the direct message line there for that. But that's how you can contact us here as we go through this week and get our telephone issue situated. We're going to also, I believe, have a new telephone number for the program as well. But all that's in the offing, and we're going to keep you up to date on that. It's very exciting, by the way. And once again, I want to thank everybody for so many of the great comments that we've received and for a lot of the support. We really appreciate it. We're here for the long haul, to put it in the trucker vernacular, and we're glad that you're along with us as well. Really does mean the world. Okay, let's take a quick look here. Now, again, we're pre-recorded for the Monday edition, so some of the weather, obviously, we want to take a look at it in the sort of the big picture here. You know, as we go through the weekend, we still got a lot of rain, Seattle and Portland, but coming out of the weekend, hopefully that's going to change a little bit. If you're in Seattle right now, you're looking at maybe partly sunny skies on Sunday, and then looks like rain on Monday, hopefully clearing out by Tuesday, where you might have a high of 61. Then by Wednesday, looks like you're going to have a little bit more sun. And get this, a high of 66 coming your way in Seattle, Washington. And I've been to Seattle, and I was there a long time ago, definitely... It does rain a lot, and my brother actually went to school in the Seattle area, and so I got to visit there as well. So that was a while back, but definitely you've got some rain in the offing here. Looks like it's going to be there for a little bit. Then Portland, our friends in Portland, which I've also been, by the way, I've also been to Portland, Oregon, Portland, Oregon is pretty kind of the same story here. A little bit, maybe partly sunny, maybe high as 71 on Sunday, but on Monday the 16th, you're coming in with rain, high of 66. Tuesday, partly cloudy again, high of 65. But Wednesday, hopefully, it's kind of clearing out a little bit more, and you just start cracking 70 degrees then. So that should be hopefully some good news to our friends over there. Then, of course, over on the East Coast right now, we're taking a look. There's a lot of rain happening over the weekend. But let's take a look, for example, at New York City. For New York right now, again, it looks like you might have some rain happening there right now. But let's take a look at what the forecast might be. And that is, looks like, maybe on Monday, partly cloudy. Then Tuesday, maybe a little bit better. But as you head towards the end of the week in the New York area, you're going to be looking at perhaps some more rain happening there. Same thing over, for example, in the Pennsylvania area. We're checking out one of the places there in Pennsylvania. If you're in the Williamsport area, you may also start seeing a little bit of clearing on Sunday, but maybe coming off of that Sunday into Monday, but then more rain, and then maybe partly cloudy as you head through the week there. So a lot going on still weather-wise, and if you're new to the program, this is the part of the program where we have our solemn duty, our great privilege to make sure that our truckers, our travelers, people working out there all across America in the overnights, we kind of wake you up. up with a great song, and this morning, again, by request, we had Eddie Rabbit and Driving My Life Away. Don't forget, folks, Pilot Flying J Travel Center sponsor the Trucker Highway and Byway Report. Check them out at pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Find out how you can earn up to 5 points per gallon when you activate Push for Points in the My Rewards Plus app. Real simple to do. Head on over to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. And find out all the other great amenities that the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers have to offer as well. You won't be disappointed. You can use their locations function as well to find out more about all the great stuff that they offer, or the locations, that I should say. And you can they pull up a map and so forth, and you can put in your location, and you can tell exactly where you are and how you can plan your trip accordingly. And, for example, if you won the lottery we talked about just earlier in California, where the winning ticket was sold up in Fraser Park, it's north of L.A., up in a place called Kern County. That was $1.7 billion, $774 million before taxes, I guess. I don't know what the taxes are, but, yeah, maybe it's 50% or more. I don't know. But whatever it is, if you had, I don't know, $300 or $400 million, well, that, you know what? That buys a lot of fuel. It buys a lot of stuff. It buys a lot of things. And who knows? But, again, some lucky person, of course, was able to do that. And the store actually gets $1 million just for selling the ticket. So they got that going for them. All right. Well, as we move through the program this morning, we're going to go into the next hour here in just a few minutes. We're going to, of course, you'll hear your local news. And when we come back, of course, we have so much more to tell you about what's happening out there. A lot more news, a lot more analysis, a lot more everything. As we continue. So once again, glad to be with you this morning. The issue, of course, with Hamas, not the issue, but the horrible massacre attack by Hamas has sparked a lot of emotion. And one of those things we'll do on the other side is tell you about some of the other reaction, even from people like Bill Maher. You'll want to hear this. Folks, stay right there. We'll talk to you right after the top of the hour news.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.